Well, now, the SuperSport Rugby Challenge is nearing its conclusion. If you haven't been following, which I hope you have, the competition featured all 14 South African provincial unions plus Namibian side Welwitschers. The competition has seen games being brought even closer to supporters, which has been incredible. Since April, the challenge has seen games at Wolfson Stadium in Port Elizabeth, Sisa Dukashe in Danzani, the Greenpoint Track Stadium not too long ago. And this weekend sees Tiger a rugby football club hosting the Rugby Challenge first final between Western Province and surprise finalist the Griquas. Simnikiwe Qabanisa is the media officer for the SuperSport Rugby Challenge. Qabanisa, good afternoon.
Okay, so how are you doing, man?
I'm good. Before we talk about what is bound to be a good weekend at the Tigerberg Rugby Club, Simnikiwe, it has been quite a journey for the competition. What are your highlights?
There have been quite a few. The first is actually seeing Sunday rugby in South African, in South African rugby, because it's not really a done thing, because our games are normally played on Saturday, and or if you're really pushing it, they're played on a Friday. So the first thing is Sunday is actually quite good in that it's out of the traffic, the peak hour traffic that is Saturday in terms of sports. You sat in front of the TV on a Saturday. There's just so much to watch. And so what's happened in this case is that it's quite helpful that, on a Sunday, you can take out not only just you and your friends, you can take your kids as well, you can take your wife, and you can make it a family outing. That's the first thing. The second sort of big highlight for me is, as maybe a bit biased because I'm from the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
The man from the Eastern Cape, I was very impressed with the way forward has handled their own. I don't know if you followed that closely, but they lost out on making the playoffs by literally 1 point from a game. Not a log point. It was literally they were minus 49 and the Cheetahs who made it were minus 48 in terms of points difference. So they missed out on it, but in looking at that team. The team was, you had something like 20 of the 22 players in a squad be black players. And that was basically for a 90% return in terms of, percentages, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And over and above that, there were some players that I knew nothing about, and I'm from that region, like Bayflaff, Oliver Zona, who's now, I understand, in demand. There's talk about Western Province, there's talk about the Pumas, and he might have, the Southern Kings might even be interested in him, for the Pro 14 that they're going to play in. So that's one guy. There's Kagalasha, they're number 8, and there's Mike McCarthy, they winger. So that's the second highlight for me. And the third one is, the tournament like this is supposed to be developmental. And in that sense, I guess it's a bit of an irony that a team like Griquas, which is obviously a full-blown Currie Cup squad and therefore is quite experienced, it's quite an irony that I can say at a developmental level they've made the final and it's actually, a good thing.
Yeah, and speaking of that...
It's nice to have a small union actually make it for a change instead of, the usual suspects.
Yeah, exactly, which is why it's quite a befitting final. I mean, Province against the Griquas. And you mentioned the Griquas, which where the final is going to be played. Tigerberg Rugby Club is the former home for Enver Brandt of the Griquas. Yes, he helped in taking them into the semis, but he starts from the bench. But there's hope that he might step up and do a similar impact as he did for the Griquas at his former home ground.
Yeah, I think I wrote the story about Enver sort of not being able to catch a break this season. When the season started, he scored two tries in a preseason friendly, and everyone kept congratulating his brother because not only are they twins, they're also identical. So they, he scored and they congratulated the wrong guy. And then if you look at Enver scored I think 9 tries, which is the joint top scorers in the competition. And basically, he scored 4 in the last game. He played the quarterfinal. The next day. And then, over and above that, when you kind of look at, you look at the team tomorrow, he's coming back home, but he's on the bench and he's kind of, you know, hoping against hoping that he'll be able to play.
Yeah. So, Nigue, unfortunately, the line is a tad bit tricky there. I don't know if you are able to move around. And you might be a resident of Yester River, which is where the Brand brothers are from. I mean, if you know the story, Brande, Enver Brande, former 100 and 200 meter sprinter at school, at some point he's said to have clocked 10.85 seconds for the shorter sprint at under 19 level. And they are going to be at the Tigerberg Park Rugby Club, at least over the weekend, where the Griqua is facing the Western Province in the Supersport Rugby Challenge. Have you been following the competition thus far as a province supporter, Griqua, or you might be from the Eastern Cape like Simnikiwe and saddened at the inability of their teams to make it to the final? But one of the things that I love about the competition itself is the fact that it's been brought closer to home, closer to supporters. Greenpoint Track it was a couple of weeks ago, and now it is all going down, concluding in Tigerberg. Your experience of the competition, 021-446-0567. Unfortunately, we're not able to conclude that interview with Simnikiwe, not the best of luck.